Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh man, John McClane, the general, he coming up right now. Everybody line up. Line up, everybody. Stand up straight. Make sure you fit your hat. Fix your collar. Don't be looking all like that, man. The general coming. Make sure you don't talk back to him, man. Here he come.
Women salute him. All right, John McClane's in the building. John, you weren't pleased with Nick Caserio last week, man.
I am now.
So this is all it took. You just needed a Dalton Schultz and a Devin Singletary signing, and you're feeling good.
Two starters for the last 3 years, most productive. Dalton Schultz will be the best tight end they've had since Owen Daniels.
That sounds familiar.
And Devin Singletary, who started all but one game the last 3 years, half of his rookie season, averages 850 yards and 38 catches. He hadn't had less than 38 catches. He'll be a tremendous compliment to Damian Pierce. I just got off NFL radio with Charlie Weiss. And Charlie, before I got on there, I was listening to him when they came on, praising the heck out of Singletary. He said he's known him since college and talking about Schultz and just going on and on about the Texans. And they brought up to me Texans and wild card in the same sentence. I said, no, and not this year. And but people
Lopez did the same thing. Lopez did the same thing an hour ago.
Let's wait till leg hiking. I got one for John
and
on that.
So
wait, Charlie Weiss has a show?
Very exciting. Yes, every day.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. How's old Charlie doing?
Well, based on his radio, I guess he's doing fine. I don't know. I don't ask. I just answer their questions.
Is Dalton Schultz the best signing Nick Caserio has made?
Yeah. Jimmy Ward was good, but he's in his 30s, low 30s. 9-year veteran. Schultz been in the league 4 years. He's 26. He'll turn 27 before the season. And getting him and Singletary on 1-year deals, you're going to get the best they got to offer, and if he wants to pay him and send him to an extension, they can. But after how bad they were behind Pierce last year, I just can't tell you how excited I am about the Singletary signing. His durability, short, 5'7", 204, but, man, he's durable and he can catch too. I think him and Pierce will give D'Amico Ryans the kind of running game he wants because he said you have to establish the run, and they will certainly help the rookie quarterback.
What about the combination at running back? Are they set?
Yeah, they can't need any more. I mean, it's not like
they can.
It's terrible. You know, Rex Burkhead should be a coach. He should not be a regular player.
Well, he's gone,
and,
right?
Unless he's going to the coaching staff. I'm assuming he's out. Dari Gumbawale and Royce Freeman, yeah, they've got two. Maybe they'll draft a young guy. I don't think so. This solves two of their biggest needs on offense, and they still need a center. Really bad. I don't know if there's a veteran out there Caserio's going to sign or he'll use the draft, and then they need to work on the defense.
John McClane here presented by nobody. He's fresh from Las Vegas. John, do you think that the Texans should in any world consider Lamar Jackson?
No. They're going to draft a quarterback with the second overall pick. They're not giving up the second overall pick for a quarterback who's been hurt the last 2 years, wants a guaranteed contract of more than $230 million, and was the MVP 4 years ago and has won one playoff game. They're just not going to do that. It's like Panthers.
You had to throw the one playoff game in there, huh?
Well, that's a fact. Those are the numbers. Every time I read something about people going on and on about how great Lamar Jackson is, they leave that out. They leave out that the MVP. They said he's an MVP. Yeah, he was an MVP 4 years ago. And so, to me, it's not the talent that's keeping him from getting an offer sheet. It's the fact that he wants guaranteed money and admitted he turned down three-year guaranteed money for an average of about close to $40 million a year. So I think he's going to be right back with the Ravens.
I just feel like the playoff game, that shouldn't be a reason, the playoff game, though, right? I mean, isn't that a little bit silly?
That he's only won one playoff game?
Yeah.
How many times has he been in the playoffs?
He's been in the playoffs a few times. Peyton Manning started out 0-3 in the playoffs. Like, would you have said that about Peyton Manning?
I mean, I'm not probably.
You wouldn't have. Like, I mean, if you want to say that, like, the style and stuff, that's fine. But the playoff game, you wouldn't have said that about Peyton Manning.
Well, how do you know what I would have said about Peyton Manning?
Because, come on. Because Peyton Manning, you would have wanted to
trade. But at the time, though. Overall pick.
Yeah.
No. Lamar Jackson was not a first overall
pick. But he was an MVP.
He was an MVP.
There's a lot of reasons not to trade for Lamar Jackson, John. And maybe I'm getting a little semantic, but I don't give a damn if he's won one playoff game. Like, Peyton Manning started out 0-3. And like, through 4 years, I think Peyton Manning was 0-3 in the playoffs. So it's not like it was his fault that they lost
Manning
in the playoffs.
Have to do anything with Lamar Jackson?
Well, I mean, you're talking about the play. I'm saying
you
asked
my
is the
reasons, and
record?
That's one of my reasons. If you disagree, I respect that, but that's one of my reasons.
I
wouldn't give him
it.
$230, $50 million guaranteed contract.
Okay, there's a lot of reasons.
Would you?
No.
Okay.
But the playoff win, I don't care about that. One playoff win, who cares?
I do. If I was going to give a guy $250 million guaranteed, I wanted to be somebody wanting the playoffs.
John, do we know a lot more now about what they're going to prioritize after quarterback, specifically their next two picks? Because they're set at running back. You and I agree. Landry disagrees. Tight end seems to be set. It's looking to me like it's wide receiver and edge rusher or center.
Well, in my first mock draft on GalleriSports.com, I had an edge rusher. And in my second one I'm doing today, I'm going to have another defensive lineman. I think Caserio will trade down from 12 like he did last year, and I think D'Amico wants a defensive lineman. He had three number one picks in his defensive line with the 49ers. And considering how much he's talked about how you have to dominate up front on both sides of the ball, I think he's going to go for either the best edge rusher or the best tackle, whoever's out there.
The best tackle?
Defensive tackle.
Okay, yeah. Defensive tackle.
Yeah.
What do you make of this? And I feel like this is kind of water carrying for agents. I don't understand this. But as soon as Laremy Tunsil gets his extension, I'm seeing, well, you know, next in line could be Steven Nelson, and next in line could be Titus Howard. Why would they need to extend Steven Nelson and Titus Howard right now? Like, that is that really necessary?
No, they're going to extend Titus now that new staff wants to see him play.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, it's the last year of his contract. They're not going to do him and Tunsil. Tunsil played great last year. Nobody knew it because he played for the Texans. But they're not just going to run out there and extend everybody till the new staff, especially D'Amico Ryan, see these guys play, been around them, watch them practice, make sure everybody's the kind of player they want. I think they'll make an effort to extend Titus. I just don't think it'll be now.
So what about extensions with Steven Nelson? Because it seems like he's in line, but maybe not. They got to see more as well.
I hadn't even given that a second thought. Steven Nelson's not like he's a great player. He's a competent player.
Yeah.
But maybe they'd extend him 1 year. Because
he said he's next on Twitter. Steven Nelson said, I'm next.
Is he? Well, hopefully he will be. Good for him. Got next.
He got next.
What is this, the WNBA?
That's where I heard that first time, of course.
Were you a WNBA attendee?
No.
You never went to a single game?
No, that's not true. When the Comets were winning early on, winning championships, we went to a bunch of games. Had a blast.
They used to sell out.
They did. It was fun.
Did you wear a Comets hat?
No. I don't wear team hats here.
I was hanging out with Van Chancellor on Friday.
Van's a great guy.
He's
just
great.
Great.
He Van was Chancellor? The coach that led four NBA WNBA championships.
I didn't even know that.
Damn, Landry.
Carroll Dawson was his general manager. Vance was the champion, best, greatest coach
next.
WNBA history.
That dude knows hoop, man.
I'm sure he does.
I had a blast talking with him.
Here, just roll it out there to Cheryl and Cynthia. There you go.
Well, but more than that, he just knows hoop. Well, he did do that. He did do that.
I think you probably could have won at least one, John.
I would have won five. One more than him.
John McClain joining us, presented by No One here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, presented by the people. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. World famous McClain leg hiking. Get your leg hiking in if you want to. 713-572-4610 on the trailer wheel and frame text line. Do you think Carolina knows right now who they're taking at quarterback? They're playing this game yesterday. The GM, Scott Fitterer, goes up to the podium. Frank Wright goes up to the podium. They're acting like they, you know, they're still assessing. We like all four of these guys. Do you think the Carolina Panthers, trading everything they traded to get to number one overall, do you believe them when they say they don't know who they want to take yet?
They're acting like Jesus. They love everybody. Mm-hmm. No, of course they know who they're going to take.
I like that.
What they would like to do, and this was all directed at Nick Caserio, they were talking about size doesn't matter. That was for Nick. In other words, Nick, we may take Bryce Young, so give us your number one next year and a pick this year to swap places. Frank Reich's trying to say his history of having big quarterbacks.
Don't read too much into that.
Yeah, don't read too much into it when you can't not, because it's obvious that's a priority for him. So maybe they think Bryce Young's going to be the greatest quarterback in history, but he didn't even throw at the combine. So, no, I don't buy it. I think the fact they did it so quick after the combine, they knew who they want, and they want C.J. Stroud and not be happy with Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud.
So are the Texans in a place right now where they're even interested in moving up, or do you think they feel what you just said?
Nobody knows for sure. Their draft choices, they have 12 now, they have 11 next year. They're too valuable to a team that's rebuilding. And we know Caserio's going to make a bunch more trades. But as far as who they like best, they'll try to keep it quiet. All I know is people around the country that I trust, coaches, GMs, and all that, they're divided on which one they like best. Like Charlie Weiss loves Bryce Young. He said, if you get Bryce Young, you're getting the best quarterback in this draft. And others say C.J. Stroud, and the betting odds that I keep receiving say Stroud's the betting leader to be taken first, and that would leave Bryce Young for the Texans.
Hold up. You just said Nick Caserio is going to make a ton more trades. What do you mean?
Well, he's never not going to settle his hands. He'll keep making trades with his draft choices.
Do you think he's going to be active?
Absolutely. He always has been.
I think what McClain said that's most important on that is you said number 12. You think he'll
move back to number 12? Yep, I do. And I think he'll also start looking at picks in 2025 since he's got so many in 2024.
I could see him trading up at 12.
Well, he's got two threes. That's where I see him trading up. Right, John?
Using threes to trade up?
Back into the second round?
I don't know if he'd do that. I just don't know. If you want wide receivers, the value is in the second and third round. They still need a center. If they don't sign a veteran center.
Dieter? Dieter doesn't do it for you in his zero offensive snaps last year?
I don't know who it would be that they would get.
That's
but there are some centers who are going to be going in the second.
Like
third,
it never happened.
Second and third round.
So you don't like Dieter?
Who's that?
The center they signed yesterday. Michael Dieter, Dolphins.
No.
Why not?
I don't know anything about the guy.
So you don't know him, so you don't
well,
like
no
him.
One does.
I don't
no
like
one,
him.
No
he didn't
does.
Start a he didn't play a single offensive snap last year. He started 15 games his rookie year, then zero, then eight, then zero.
Well, if he's going to be the starting center here, something wrong.
He might not even beat out Questenberry, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Well, no, I think Questenberry, considering he got that new one-year deal, and he's a good quality backup.
Is he? He can maybe be. He's not yet, right?
He's a backup.
But quality?
I think he is, yeah. Quality backup.
Did you think that was quality work last year?
He can step in and play. That's the first time he'd ever played regularly
here. Yeah, I'm with you.
In this system, and he should be better this year. And a lot of it has to do with coaching. They've had four offensive line coaches in 4 years. They should be embarrassed. Such instability at an area where you least can afford it. They should be embarrassed for that staff.
How many editors did you work for in your time at the Chronicle?
I'd have to think about it. 11 or 12, something like
11
that.
11 or 12?
Yeah.
Sports editors?
Yeah. I go way back.
Okay, so 11 or 12, Did you have to change things up, or did they? Did you just kind of slop it in there, and they had to fix your mistakes?
They kind of left me alone. Sports editors don't fix mistakes. Copy editors do that.
So how much of a pain do you think you are for the editors? Like how many?
None whatsoever.
How many corrections do you think they have to make on yours?
None whatsoever. I don't read anything I write, so I don't know what changes were made.
You don't read anything you write?
No, Chronicle.
Nothing.
Did. I did rewrite because when I write, I'm reading at the end of every paragraph, I go back and read everything I've written. So by the time I get down to the bottom, I've read that thing 50 times, so I'm not going to read it when it comes out.
How many times do you think you've used the term, could you imagine?
Could you imagine?
In your entire career, in your four-decade career, how many times? I'm a fan. I read everything you write.
Don't change the channel. We're about to get beyond this.
No.
Nobody listening gives a rat's ass about
if you
that,
had to guess.
Including me.
You're a gambler. You're a gambler now. You went to Las Vegas and you gambled. You went to Las Vegas and you gambled.
I'll talk about gambling.
If you won, if you win $20 million if you get within five, how many times in your career do you think you've used the term, could you imagine?
I can't imagine ever using could you imagine.
Lopez.
Writing.
It's one of those. It's a derivative of that, I'm sure. That he
how
did.
Many times do you think McClain has said it for
40 years?
Could you imagine?
4,000?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. And don't give a damn.
All right.
I know everybody listening gives a damn, doesn't give a damn.
We had some big news when you were in Vegas because you're not. You've never been a gambler. You've never bet on anything. And for good reason.
Except
in our business.
When we're in Vegas.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, but in our business, it's not something that was.
No, I don't ever gamble. Period.
But
can you
gambled.
Imagine?
You gambled in Vegas.
I did. Bet on a lot of games. Bet with my heart too many times instead of my head.
I did that.
And after all that, I only lost $100.
What was your best bet?
The over under on one of the games. It was 126.5, and it hit 127.5 of the place. Went crazy.
Oh.
I can't remember which game it was.
Yeah,
it was so much fun going with Gary Horn, mm-hmm. who and his wife Kelly. They sponsored my show for Horn Solutions for 15 years, and Gary spends as much time in Vegas as Wayne Newton, and and it was a fun trip.
What was having your worst bet?
Everybody Baylor, having everybody cater to you because you're with Gary Horn.
Where did Gary stay?
He stayed where we stayed, in Caesars.
Man, I want to go to Vegas with Gary.
You should. Mm-hmm. You should want to go with Gary.
Maybe if I knew
great
someone who knew him.
Great seats in the sports book right on the 53rd row.
Hey, can you put in a good word for me?
This Mr. Horn, are you okay? You need this Mr. Horn, that Mr. Horn?
That's awesome.
Can you put
it
in a word for me?
Awesome.
Can you put in a word for me?
No, because he doesn't want to hear you ask him questions like, how many times did McClain use can you imagine?
It's your trademark, man.
Can you imagine?
It's one of your go-tos. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're minimizing
it. My go-to with you is nobody gives a rat's ass. That's my go-to with you.
This is true. I've heard it. That's probably 5,000 times I've heard that. 4,000 in 40 years, 5,000 in 4 or 5 years. Here.
It was fun, and Kelly and Carol went to see Stevie Nicks set up by Gary's
Stevie
casino
Nicks.
Host. They had a special area with their own bathroom and their own bar.
All right.
Wow.
Coming up, can you imagine a little world-famous McClain leg hiking? You bet your butt.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John McClain said, thank you, Peggy.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, world famous McClain leg hiking here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Concept, very simple. We throw takes at John McClain. He either agrees or he hikes a leg. By the way, these takes not always are ours. They can be others' takes. Start it off, OG.
All righty. Nick Caserio will make at least three draft trades.
I agree.
That was easy.
Because he makes a lot of trades.
Let me put a twist on it. Two on the first day.
How you figgy? Not going to make two on the first day.
The Carolina Panthers are selecting C.J. Stroud.
I agree. C.J. Stroud, I think he'll be good if they coach him up. It's interesting looking at the way they've done their coaches, all the former head coaches on the staff. And the Texans, I don't think they have any.
The Texans have added at least five starters.
I agree with that one, too. Yeah, more coming. Boy, y'all are boring today.
All right, I got a good one. I got another one for you here. The WBC, the World Baseball Classic, is every bit as entertaining as the Olympic Games.
Absolutely. No, people don't believe that, but because I went to spring training and heard how fired up all the players were,
ooh.
Dusty Baker talking about it,
you
all talking about the WBC. I've been watching it. The other night I'm watching basketball and they've got it up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm watching Altuve at the plate on a little screen, and I see him get hit, and I'm like, holy bleep. And Gary Horn looks over, what? He thought something had happened in a basketball game. And I said, Altuve just got hit. Look, I thought it was in the wrist. Didn't know he was a broken thumb, but. Man, that was gruesome.
John McClain's neck hurts from looking at all the chicks in Vegas.
No, actually, I didn't. My neck hurts from looking at all the TV screens. We spent over 10 hours a day in the sports book in front of a million screens for four consecutive days.
John McClain now is hooked on casino gambling.
I get Viggy.
Why not? Didn't you have fun?
I did have fun. But I don't go out there but maybe
bet
once
those,
a year.
Those futures,
we
man.
Used to go every year during the Final Four, and Carol bet. She bet this year. One bet I told her to do, Cincinnati win the Super Bowl 10-1. And picking a long shot, Seattle at 60-1.
Wow, Seattle to win the Super Bowl?
Tell her to throw money away.
60-1. Seattle's got everything on offense. I think they're going to get Jalen Carter in the first round. They've been loading up on defense. So
okay.
I'm looking at a long shot. It was 60-1.
Okay, there you go. How much did y'all put on it?
100.
Damn, man.
So I'm going to get $6,000 if they win.
How about the Bears as a long shot?
Let me tell you guys,
what?
Tell me this.
100-1.
The Bears won one fewer game than the Texans. They're 90-1. Texans are 250-1. Why is that?
I have no idea, especially now. I wonder
if the Bears have Justin Fields. The Texans don't have a quarterback
right now.
The dumbest
thing I saw on that board. Looking at all the odds, was the Bears at 90-1.
They have Justin Fields, which we don't know about him.
go ahead.
John McClain has smoked weed out of a gas mask before.
Hike it, Viggy.
Bijan Robinson will be a Dallas Cowboy.
Hike it, Viggy. He's going to Philly.
Philly?
Going to Philly.
10th overall.
Okay.
I like that.
That's scary as hell.
Yeah, I know.
It is scary. They lost. They let Miles Sanders go. And I think they did it with the idea they can get Robinson at 10.
The Texans misplayed the Brandon Cooks situation.
Hike it, Figgy. They wanted to get rid of him, and they did.
The Texans could go from worst to first in the division.
Hi, good Figgy.
And the Astros are screwed without Jose Altuve.
Hi, good Figgy. It's not what you do in April and May.
See, we're on a
it's
roll
what
now.
What you do after that.
We're on a roll now.
Yeah, let me have some more water here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, okay. He's drinking his water. The Texans will draft a center no later than number 33 overall.
I agree. There's a couple. The best one might be available. John Michael Smith from Minnesota.
Yeah, I like him.
And you could pencil him in for a long time because he's the best one.
Yeah.
Whataburger is the best fast food burger.
Absolutely. What's supposed to be competing with it?
I don't know.
All those snotty Californians talking about In-N-Out Burger. Give me a break.
There's a lot of debates about this, John.
Well, who else? Who's battling for number two?
Well, some people try to bring Five Guys into the
And I like
process.
Five Guys, but it ain't Whataburger.
It's $24 for a regular meal.
What are the things
I do? If you want a double
I
burger, that's not even in the same category.
Well, I don't care about the money.
Well, of course you don't. You're rich.
One of the times,
not all the listeners are rich, John.
And I told my weekly therapist from Soda Weight Loss.
Wait, you have a therapist?
Talked.
From Soda.
Yeah. Oh.
And we talk, and I said, you know what I do? Sometimes I go to Whataburger, and I get a big old Whataburger. And I don't eat the bread because everything else I can eat on
Hipster.
The Soda Weight Loss Program.
A lot of people do that.
John McClain with his soda therapist, when he was fat a few months ago, cried to his therapist.
Hi, get Figgy. Last time I cried was when Old Yeller got killed when I was a child.
I think you told us
that.
Yeah,
that was a long time
and
ago.
And I might have cried when Bonnie and Clyde got shot at the end of that one.
Oh, you were cheering
15.
For the criminals.
All the movies
watch,
and that's the last time you cried? Like,
that's
you watch
it.
Every movie,
it's
and you haven't
I
cried?
Because I really like Faye Dunaway a lot.
That's insane.
In 67.
Do you think Carol might want you to show your emotions a little bit more and be a little more sensitive?
No, because then I'd have to look at her. She doesn't want me to look at her.
Jeez.
Carol doesn't want you to look at her?
No, she likes my best size is the back of my head.
Walking away?
Carol, anything involving animals, she gets teary-eyed.
What was Carol doing when you were in the sports book?
She was sitting there betting like crazy.
Oh, she's a big gambler.
She is when we're in Vegas.
Yeah.
She'd get up, walk by me. I was sitting next to Gary. She's sitting next to Kelly. And I said, what are you betting on? She wouldn't tell me.
She wouldn't tell you?
No. It's a private thing with her.
Did she have to go to the ATM? Be honest.
She gets all the money anyway. I don't know how much she took.
But did she have to make some ATM trips?
I had to ask her for money. I need some more 50s. We're running out. I said, but you keep going up there, Betty.
So
she had all the money, and I went with like 20.
So.
Dang.
Was she, but she? You don't know whether she had to go back to the ATM or anything like that?
I never, if she did, I didn't see it.
What were you sipping on?
I drank Diet Coke, water, and I had a couple of Coronas with wine.
Okay.
And then when Gary started telling me, Gary Horn, about the world's best tequila,
mm-hmm.
he ordered one, and I sip that tequila, and the only time I ever drink tequila is with a margarita. And then I had some Bailey's and cream one night.
Jeez.
And
crazy.
I think that was about it.
So the tequila was good?
I guess.
What was it?
I don't know. If Gary Horn said it's good, by God, it was great.
Were you drunk?
No. Because then I was afraid I'd go up there and make more stupid bets.
That's the whole idea.
Plus, while I was there the whole time, I was doing my job, doing radio and Zooms and all
Come
that.
You were doing radio hits in Vegas?
Yep, I did.
John.
I don't take time off.
But you could have.
I could have, sure, but yeah. I don't. I never take off this show because I get paid by the show.
Yeah.
That's why next week when I'm at the NFL meetings in Arizona and we're interviewing coaches on Tuesday, I don't know if I'll be able to call in or we'll have to switch to another day.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. Sometimes the quality kind of matters. I'm not worried about you.
That's why I didn't get drunk.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like just the connection. You're better in studio, John.
Everybody's better in the studio.
You think you're getting a little greedy?
With what?
Money.
Greedy with money.
You're talking about getting paid by the show.
Carol controls all the money.
You're talking about getting paid by the show, and you're rich, man.
Well, I'm not rich.
You're rich.
Not rich.
You're rich, sir. You got three houses. You're rich.
Yeah, and those three houses, they are financial drain.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you can afford it because you're rich.
Well, they're all paid for. That helps.
So you got the show.
Yeah. All those taxes, man. All those taxes.
Those Maryland taxes. Whew.
What? Which state of has the highest taxes? Maryland, Florida, or
Maryland,
Texas?
Maryland, by far.
Yeah.
I told Carol, don't even tell me how much we pay taxes on anything. I don't want to know.
There you go. Rich John McClain.
Three houses.
It's wealthy, not rich.
Rich.
I wish I could be like that.
It's rich, sir. There you go. John, at least we met at wealthy. I appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. I'll be calling in next week. Figgy, thank you very much, as always. And, well, thank you to Gary Horn for showing me a great weekend. Yes, I'll tell him next year. Tell him Gary Landry Locker wants to go with you.
Please do.
Is he going to go? Who?
Nah, he knows.
Okay, good. He knows. I'll call him right now.
Yeah, call
there
him.
There we go.
Call him. Let him
thank
know.
Y'all.
Let him all know right, man. Deal is. Coming up, the hits are lit. They're really lit. Nick Caserio making some moves. The Carolina Panthers telling some lies. And history in baseball. Don't let anyone tell you different. There's a historic night when it comes to America's pastime. Hits are lit next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Man, the hits are lit. Really, really lit. Let's play them here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, Texans signed Dalton Schultz, who has 198 catches and 17 touchdowns in the last three seasons, 20 if you count the postseason. All Texans tight ends combined during that period, they have 9 more catches at 207 and 20 touchdowns themselves. I would say that's a productive signing, $9 million deal for Nick Caserio. John, you agree with McClain. Probably the best move Nick Caserio has made. At least the most established player still potentially in his prime signing that Nick Caserio has made.
I love it, and there's another couple of reasons why I love it. I think as an organization, it's validation. I was talking about last week, the Texans, how these free agents coming to Houston that have options, that are in the primes of their career. That's a referendum on just how far the Texans have come as an organization, the respect they have as a destination point, whatever. Well, Dalton Schultz did it, man. I mean, Dalton Schultz tells you it's a place that players at that level in their primes want to play. It's big. And then there's the football aspect of it. I think they're pretty much set at tight end. I mean, maybe something down the road in the draft, down the line in the draft a little bit, but I think they're pretty much set at tight end. It was a big, big pickup.
4 tight ends with at least 50 catches and 500 yards in the last 3 seasons. Travis Kelce, he's pretty good. Mark Andrews, he's pretty good. TJ Hockenson, pretty good. Dalton Schultz, the 4th. Also signed a running back in Devin Singletary from the Buffalo Bills. Good receiving option, a decent rushing option, 775, 687, 870, 819. The rushing totals and a guy who can catch the rock. I still don't think they should be completely done with the running back position, but they're better off at that position than they've been for a while. At the very least, it's not neglected like it was last year.
Correct, and I don't think they're completely done. I think, especially since he has a one-year contract, draft somebody down the line again, but not in the first round.
Deuce
I mean, anything you thought about, you know, Bijan Robinson
Deuce Vaughn
or Devin Achane, I don't think either of those guys are possibilities, but that doesn't mean that there's not some real good running back. Maybe Roshan, you know, down the line a little bit. What do you think of him?
He's good.
Yeah?
I don't really know why he didn't play in the bowl game, but okay.
Yeah.
Thought he could have had an opportunity there, but yeah, it's all right. Mm-hmm. It's all right, man. You want to sit there next to Bijan and act like you're in that league and hold your shoulder pads? That's cool.
Not that you're bitter.
No, I'm not bitter. I just thought he should have played. Thought it was weird. I get guys opting out for bowl games. I didn't think Roshan was there.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. But I love Roshan. Mm-hmm. I don't know when he gets drafted. Day three. For sure. So we'll see.
Yeah.
They should do a little something there. They also signed a center.
Michael Dieter.
Michael Dieter.
Mm-hmm.
15 starts his rookie year. No starts his second year. Oh, he moved to center. 8 starts his third year. And then last year, 0 snaps on offense. The Texans have not solved the center position.
No, they haven't.
Let me make that clear.
You may have seen some things on social media. They haven't.
Boy, Brown Chubby Bear and the Texans fan Battlecast, they gave that dude a graphic.
They gave him a graphic? They built one?
They gave him a damn graphic.
Man.
Said Houston has a center.
No, they don't. Number 33 overall, John Michael Schmitz. There's your center.
He's still Quesaberry right now, man.
There's a lot of center. There's a lot of centers in this draft, though.
Yeah,
I don't want to draft the center at 33.
Why not?
It's
crucial.
I know. It's just, I'm a simp.
I'm a simp.
I'm a simp. Like I'll be honest.
Star power.
I don't like to pretend. Like when it comes to March Madness, and we'll give you the March Madness update in a sec. I'm not going to pretend I know. I like being ignorant about college basketball and just the unknown. I know center's important, but I don't want to sit here and act like I want a center at 33.
Well, I didn't
want some excitement. I want to be a simp.
I didn't watch Minnesota games and say, oh, look at that center. No, I'm just saying.
I did watch Iowa games and say, look at that center with Linderbaum last year, though.
This is true. But
at least they got Kenyon Green, though.
Once you start digging in and then you look at the needs they have and you've got two tackles that are set, that'll help the center. You got to have a high-level center, man. And they're not going to, you know. This is a 10, 12, 15-year plan.
I know. They got to get a center. Okay. Whatever.
Just get it on out the way, man.
Yeah.
Just give me the socks for Christmas, okay? Give me the damn socks. Thanks for the soap.
Man, you have center hate.
No, I do. I mean, it's not exciting.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not exciting.
It's not exciting, but it's also not exciting to see your interior offensive line on their ass and your quarterback on his ass right after.
Yeah, it wasn't exciting talking about it last year.
I get it. Yeah. So, yeah, center. 1, 2, 3, go team.
Right here, guys, right here. Huddle up. Huddle up, guys, right here.
The Carolina Panthers. They're still open to any quarterback. This is Scott Fitter, their GM.
This drives me nuts.
This guy, this effing guy is nuts.
I mean, obviously, it comes down to leadership, guys that can process quickly, accuracy, someone who can run the team, you know, get you in and out of plays. It's not just about making throws. It's about managing the game at the line of scrimmage. It's about doing all the little things right during the week. If you're going to go up, you better have conviction. And we have conviction on players at that top that we feel good about. I'm not going to go into it, but we feel good about being in this position.
But Scott, when you have conviction on multiple players, how do you zone in when, you know, the pick needs to be made? How does that process work for you guys?
Yeah, we're still going through the process right now. I mean, obviously we have our ideas. You know, you're not going to make a move like that without having that pretty much cemented. Well, now we're going through the process of talking to the players and really getting to know them. You know them as players starting back a couple of years when your scouts start watching these guys, evaluating them. We do feel good about the group up top.
All right, we have convictions about 4 guys. Come on, bro.
Look, he answered the question, but you had to really kind of read between the lines. He said, we're not going to make a move like that without having a, you know, an idea pretty much cemented. Well, cemented is cemented. You know, I mean, that means they know their guy. They're playing the Lion season game, which I get. You know, not passing.
Why? You have the first pick. You don't have to do it.
I know, but they do anyway. But teams do anyway. They just do anyway.
What are you lying for?
Maybe somebody's going to, you know, blow their skirt up with an incredible deal.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm just telling you.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
March Madness resumes on Thursday. This is your tournament update brought to you by TDECU. There is one team. I want you to guess this. You haven't looked yet. We'll talk to Michael Jenkins a little later on.
Okay.
And look at the money. There's one team that is a lower seed that is favored in their game. Can you guess who that team is?
I would say Michigan State.
You're correct. Yeah. Michigan State is a two-point favorite over the three, Kansas State, Michigan State, the seven. That'll be the first game. They're going to tip off at 5:30. You will then have Arkansas taking on UConn, who is a 3.5-point favorite, followed by FAU versus Tennessee, and then Gonzaga versus UCLA. And then, of course, on Friday, U of H setting the table for the main event, Texas, 8:45 at night.
The main event is Texas.
Well, I mean, they're the final game.
They are.
They're the final game, main event. So there you go.
I've jotted down a couple of thoughts for you.
Give me some thoughts.
On the NCAA tournament.
Give me them thoughts.
The easiest path to the Final Four, Alabama. The toughest path to the Final Four, UCLA. The team with the most momentum right now and is built to get to the Final Four, Houston. And then there's the thanks for playing region. The thanks for playing region is the East region. Florida Atlantic, Tennessee, Kansas State, and Michigan State.
Wow, disrespect.
I mean, one of them's going to get to the Final Four, but...
Thanks for playing, huh?
Thanks for playing. The East region is not going to be your champion.
Okay.
I think...
The thanks for playing region. By the way, that tournament update brought to you by TDECU.
I mean, are any of these guys going to win the Final Four or win the championship? FAU, Tennessee, Kansas State, or Michigan State? I get Tom Izzo. I respect him. We talked about it yesterday.
I will say no, but I will say there's something about the way that Kansas State plays.
There is.
There's something about the
Jerome Tang, man.
There's something about the way that point guard plays.
And how about Alabama? They've got to go through San Diego State and then the winner of Creighton and Princeton.
They're nasty. And their fans are going to be so crazy.
And
they already win football, and now they're going to be...
UH is equipped and built. Man, they got to get through either Texas or
I don't
Xavier.
Feel like you believe in the Cougs.
I do. Especially
how much?
More so.
How much?
I think they're going to the Final Four. I think they're going to the championship game, and then we'll see what happens. They'll beat Miami. Miami is no slouch, but I think they'll beat Miami. Xavier and Texas.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a ball game.
Xavier might be a team of destiny.
I hate that team. They're banned especially. But that's going to be a ball game. And then there's...
You hate the Xavier band?
I hate the Xavier band.
Wow.
They clogged up all the elevators in New York at my son's wedding. I think Arkansas, it's been a great run. It's been a great run. I think UConn gets them. They're big. They're
big,
athletic. And then Gonzaga and UCLA, that's going to be a hell of a game.
UConn always seems to have big guys in my lifetime. I remember Emeka Okafor, Jake Voskal.
Yep.
Boone.
Katie's own, right?
Remember Boone with the braids?
Yeah.
Boone. Hilton Armstrong. They always had big guys. Mm-hmm. And then they had the little chubby point guard, Khalid El-Amin. Remember him?
Well, he just dominated that tournament.
Rip Hamilton.
Yeah. Rip.
Rip.
Yeah.
Before he wore the mask.
Mm-hmm.
UConn. Jim Calhoun.
He was... You talk about somebody that loses his mind on the
job. Guy's a nut job. Who knows how... He is definitely rude to waiters.
For sure.
Jim Calhoun is 100%. I don't think Tom Izzo, like, for as much as I talk about the bit coaching with Tom Izzo,
yeah.
I don't think he's rude to waiters. I think Mike Krzyzewski might be rude to waiters.
No, I don't think he is.
I just expect everything. He just gets, he's just used to getting everything, so he gets the top.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Calhoun, definitely rude to waiters.
Who else? I'm thinking. You got me thinking.
Jim Calhoun, rude to waiters. Bob Knight, oh my God, rude to waiters.
Yeah, I think Bob Knight would be.
Next level rude to waiters. Roy Williams, nice to waiters.
Yeah.
100%. If we're going through like the great college basketball coaches of all time.
Mm-hmm. He might be cutting up with the waiters.
Rick Pitino, maybe a little too nice to waiters.
Well.
Congrats on the St. John's job.
Wait staff.
He will write his number on the receipt.
I bet Bruce Pearl is really nice to waiters.
He's a great dude, but yeah. He loses his mind too.
Yeah, in coaching.
Yeah.
But I bet he's nice to waiters. Kelvin Sampson, nice to waiters.
For sure.
100% nice to waiters.
Yeah. Nate Oates, Alabama's coach, rude to waiters.
I bet he's nice.
No.
I bet he's nice.
Rude to waiters. No, he's a phony. He's a phony.
World Baseball Classic tonight, Japan versus the U.S. of A. This is going to probably be the most watched baseball game of all time. Let me just give you some perspective. Japan's exhibition game in the WBC had 55 million watching. The most watched World Series game of all time, and it took place in 1980, had 54.5 million.
It's an incredible stat.
It's going to be rowdy. Strong recommendation to check that out.
Going to be great. 70 to 75 million people watching, probably.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I don't know how big it's going to get in the U.S., but Japan, ooh-wee.
Yeah, but
they're probably already getting ready
USA
for it.
USA playing for a championship with that on their chest.
Japan's probably already getting ready for it, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
A little tailgating.
Yeah.
What do they do for Japanese tailgates?
Same thing we do here.
They probably got like a hibachi table out there or something.
Really?
In the parking lots, probably so.
I feel like that might be a race car.
Yeah, I would say so.
I feel like that might be a race
car. Oh, yeah, because they don't do hibachi, right?
Well, but
I take it.
They have sushi, Figgy?
Probably so. They like sushi.
It's a
where's that American
they,
thing?
They like sushi.
Oh, they do?
Kids are lit. Oh, my bad. That's an American thing. Okay. And we don't like hamburgers.
What do I have at tailgates?
You?
Yeah.
You have like barbecue.
Well, I know, but I thought Figgy was going to say like
what?
Tacos.
No, you probably got some steak from Spain or something.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Coming up, the Panthers are still insisting they aren't going with Bryce. And Nick Caserio, he talked about the quarterback position a little bit yesterday. We'll revisit what Nick Caserio had to say, as well as an interesting report. The Texans might have gotten their hand tipped when it comes to the quarterback position and their conviction. I'll present it next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.